A Chinese human rights activist has been detained under suspicion of possessing state secrets. Apparently his detention is related to things that he published about the Sichuan earthquake. Huang Qi tracks human rights cases on a website that is blocked in China. He spent 5 years in Chinese prisons. He's based in Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan province, and spoke with us when we were broadcasting from there last month. During an interview, I asked Huang Qi if there is a line of tolerable criticism which, if crossed, means that he could be put back in prison. Here's what he said.
It mainly depends on how we make our cases. We make sure to follow the law of the People's Republic of China, and we make certain we present our cases objectively and truthfully. Then, in my opinion, the line does not exist, at least in present-day China, because compared to 10 years ago, the human rights situation in China today has improved a great deal.
Well, again, that was before Huang Qi was detained, and joining us from San Francisco is John Kam, who is the founder and director of the Dui Hua Foundation, which is dedicated to protecting human rights in China. John Kam, first of all, do we know why Huang Qi was detained, and indeed, do you think he did cross a line?
He was detained apparently for possessing state secrets as opposed to trafficking in state secrets. That's an important distinction because trafficking in state secrets is actually a crime of endangering state security. Possession is a lesser crime. We don't know for sure why he was detained. We don't know what state secrets, obviously, he was in possession of.
In past cases, have you gained some sense of what might be considered a state secret by the authorities in China?
Basically, whatever the authorities say is a state secret is a state secret. There are, there are books and regulations that are published as to what constitutes a state secret. But there are people in prison in China for trafficking in state secrets who really did not know it was a state secret.
Well, I gather that in recent weeks, since the earthquake, Huang Qi was on his website following. First of all, he was complaining about the government's resistance to assistance from outside aid groups, but he also was evidently publicizing the complaints of parents whose kids died in collapsed schools in Sichuan.
Absolutely, yes.
Do you know or think that that might be related to his detention?
I think it's quite possible that the work he was doing, collecting these complaints and petitions of parents who lost children in the earthquake, something that's extremely sensitive now. You probably know that foreign journalists have been actually booted out of the area for trying to report on this. So it's very sensitive. It's, I think, quite likely, but again, I don't know for sure that what he is being accused of, in effect, is collection of state secrets defined by the authorities, in this case, to mean complaints of parents who lost their children.
Just to clarify, though, most of us hear state secrets, and we think of submarines, missiles, or the identities of spies or something. If indeed Huang Qi was looking into the construction of schools in Sichuan province, you say if it serves the purposes of a prosecutor, that could be called a state secret.
Absolutely, or the police, for that matter. Mm-hmm. We've worked on cases where local house church pastors have documented the destruction of house churches and sent photos of the destroyed house churches overseas. The destruction of house churches was deemed to be a state secret. Rabia Kadir, the famous Uyghur activist, was also convicted. She was convicted of sending newspaper clippings overseas. And it was the information in the clippings, because of the way it was underlined and highlighted, that constituted a state secret. What constitutes, it's a very interesting mindset, actually, what constitutes a state secret? I, as a foreigner looking at something and clipping that and sending it overseas, I might not be trafficking in a state secret because, for me, the knowledge of that is not a state secret. I don't see the state secret in it, or I shouldn't be able to see it. It's very arbitrary and subjective. The definition of state secret is very much in the hands of the authorities. And it can be very minor things that turn out to be state secrets for which you can be convicted.
Well, John Kam, thank you very much for talking to us about it. John Kam, who is the founder and director of the Dui Hua Foundation, which is dedicated to protecting human rights in China.